I'm Marina Isgrow, the Namjoon Paik Research Fellow in the Division of Modern and Contemporary Art. We're looking at Total Totality 2 by the American sculptor Louise Nevelson. Nevelson constructed this work between 1959 and 1968. Total Totality 2 is a sculptural relief made of painted wood. It is 8.5 feet tall at its highest point and 14 feet wide. In this gallery, it rises from the floor about 2/3 of the way to the ceiling. It stretches about 3 arm spans across the wall. It sits directly against the wall and protrudes roughly 10 inches forward. To create this piece, Nevelson collected scraps of wood and nailed and glued them together. She then painted them with a uniform coat of matte black paint. The work consists of 10 sections made of shallow rectangular boxes stacked on top of and beside each other. The interiors of the boxes face outwards. Their sizes and proportions vary. Some are squarer, some more elongated. This makes the work's top edge uneven, as 2 blocky sections rise above 3 lower ones. Overall, the work looks something like a strange armoire or cabinet. Each box contains smaller fragments of wood adhered within it. For example, if you are facing the work, there is a large square box on the left-hand side at eye level. In this box, starting at left, several planks of wood are placed vertically side by side. One of these is carved with a decorative floral pattern, and others have a rougher, splintery texture. In the middle, there is a flat half circle of wood, perhaps a small table leaf, set at a 45-degree angle. Overlapping that piece is the curved back of a chair, which has been turned sideways. At the right edge, a baseball bat stands alongside additional strips of wood. While this arrangement is quite detailed, it is not chaotic. It looks as if it has been deliberately arranged and organized. The use of black paint unifies the separate pieces of this work into a whole or totality. This use of a single color draws attention to abstract forms and patterns while minimizing the prominence of any single element. The play of light and shadow on the surface, however, makes certain elements come forward and others recede into darkness. These shadowy areas give the work a mysterious, enigmatic feel. Total Totality 2 is an example of assemblage, a kind of sculpture in which artists combine found objects to produce a whole, like a 3-dimensional collage. Nevelson began working with wood during World War II. At that time, metal was scarce, but discarded wood littered the streets of her New York neighborhood. She began to create large wall pieces like this one in the mid-1950s. Nevelson referred to such works as environments. She hoped that viewers would feel enveloped by their complex layers, intricate details, and otherworldly qualities.